Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hello everyone, and welcome to a special edition of our Wichita State Coaches Show podcast. My name is Denny Gehrig, and I'm joined today by Holly Harris, the head coach of the Shocker Women's Bowling Program. Holly, if you'll indulge me a little bit, I want to give our listeners a quick rundown of your accomplishments and your history here at Wichita State. You've been involved with this program at every level. Player from 2010 through 2014, you were a two-time All-American, member of Junior Team USA, member of Team USA, a part of two Final Four teams. You served as an assistant coach from 2016 through 2019, took over as the head women's coach that year, led the Shockers to two ITC national championships and two other top three finishes. And last year, in the program's first year at the NCAA level, an 87-38 record, Conference USA Championship, a win in the Lansing Regional, and a berth in the Final Four. You were Conference USA Coach of the Year and NTSA National Coach of the Year. Holly, it's hard not to read all of those accomplishments and not think of you as royalty when it comes to Shocker bowling. So there's maybe no one better to answer this question as someone who has lived it firsthand. How do you, as head coach, balance honoring the storied tradition while also putting your own stamp on this program?
I think it's tricky because I grew up in the program. So I think the tradition, I don't really have to think about that because it's all that I really know. And then as I keep doing this, just trying to figure out what works for me. The people that were before me were the best at what they did, and to follow in their footsteps has been tricky and challenging. But I'm still surrounded by them and still coached by them. So they remind me that just because they did it this way doesn't mean I have to do it that way. But our foundation is the same, so that part never changes.
For those who don't know, your program competes, or I should say, their home is the Shocker Sports Grill and Lanes right here on campus. And over the off season, that got a major facelift. Significant renovations that included a new locker room, new conference room, new coaches' offices. What's been the coolest part of that transition and getting to be in those facilities every day?
Well, on the outside, like right when you walk in, there's this wall that has a whole bunch of numbers with like the national championships we've won, the All-Americans that we've had, the professional titleists that we have. And I think growing up in the program, that becomes the norm. And to walk by that every day and see like, man, this place is really cool. And to have that out for the public to see it too, just reminds us that it's maybe not so normal to have numbers like that. So I've taken a step back a few times and just looked at the whole thing and been like, wow, like the things that this place has done is really cool, and I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
We were speaking earlier about Shocker bowling royalty, and I think it's a fitting transition to this next question. Earlier this week, Shocker Athletics announced their latest Hall of Fame class featuring someone that you're very close to in Jazriel Tan. What can you tell us about her impact on the program and what it means to see a teammate inducted in the Hall?
Man, I got to bowl with her for 3 years and feel like I was one of the lucky ones that got to spend that much time with her. Her career here was, I mean, top five for sure. Certainly like different eras of bowling around here, but she was a player of the year a handful of times. Like we finished in the Final Four twice. Both of those were with her on the bottom, kind of sealing the deal for us a lot. I've never met somebody who is so calm in the moments that matter. And it's just another one. There's emotion certainly after she throws it, but when she's getting up there to go, it's just like, I do this all the time. And to be able to learn, not learn how to do that, but to see that and maybe take some of that away and bring that to the girls that I coach now. She's with me all the time, and I'm excited just to see her. She's from Singapore, so it's not like I see her all the time. So be able to call her and be like, hey, we're going to induct you into the Hall of Fame, and her say like, well, I'll be there. Is just really cool.
Yeah, what's it going to be like to have, I imagine that it's not just going to be her, but probably a lot of people from your era are going to be back for that ceremony. I have to imagine that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean, this program creates such bonds. I talk to these people regularly, but we're not all in a room together very often. And to be in a room together to celebrate one of our own, I think is going to be really special.
So I want to take a quick look ahead. I mean, you walk by all the accomplishments all the time. It's difficult to kind of say, all right, what's next for a program that's accomplished so much? But looking a little bit towards the future, what are your kind of hopes for where this program can go, both kind of competitively and also the experience for the student athletes here?
The experience for the student athletes part, I don't want to say I want it to stay the same, but I think people that come here get such a good experience. We're teaching them life skills, and it's such an education-based program. They come here and like, yeah, we want to win national championships along the way, but really we just want to see how good they can get and help them get as good as they want to. So it's so fun to have freshmen come in with like these goals of, some of them are small. They just want to be an All-American or compete for their country's national team. That's not small, but compete for their country's national team or bowl on tour and stuff like that. And when they're telling us that, it's kind of like, I kind of hope that this happens. But then like year two and year three, they're like, man, I think I might actually be able to do it. And to help them get to there is really, really cool. Competitively, we're in a new era of shocker bowling. We haven't been in the NCAA before, so obviously the goal is to bring home some national championships and to be able to celebrate that with all the people in athletics and not just the people on the club side that we have before.
We will take a quick break and be back with more from Shocker Bowling head coach Holly Harris right after this.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And welcome back to our Shocker Coaches Show podcast. Denny Garrick along with Wichita State women's bowling coach Holly Harris. Let's turn our attention, Holly, to the current season. You guys are 29-10, entering your final tournament of the fall. Competed at the Mid-States Championships to open up the season right here in Wichita. Second place finish at the Destination Orlando. You won the Track Cat Clash down in Houston and finished sixth most recently at the Bulldog Classic in Fort Worth. Let's just take a bird's eye view of this. Your overall impressions of the first couple tournaments of the fall?
Pretty good. Pretty happy with what we're doing. We've competed against a lot of top 10 programs really early in the fall. And to get that experience this early is really cool for the girls. It gives us some good ideas on how we want to guide our practices and where they want to get at individually to see us take a few more wins. But I think overall it's been great. You get a tournament win this early in the season. That last year, that didn't come for us until the spring. So it feels similar to last year where we're just kind of getting our feet wet, figuring some things out. But we've maybe figured some things out a little earlier this semester than we did last year.
So your roster has 10 on it this season. Can you give us kind of a scouting report? You don't have to go through bowler by bowler, but maybe just an idea of some of the strengths that this team has, some individuals who maybe stand out, and your impressions of the team as a whole.
Yeah, we returned three All-Americans in Sarah Page and Ashton, and they're still in All-American form. Mm-hmm. So they're doing great. Morgan Klein's really, really come out of the woodwork the last few months. She put a bunch of work in over the summer and has had a really good fall. So looking forward to kind of what she has to add to the group as we go forward. Our freshman class is awesome. They're a bunch of sponges, and they're just, how can I get better? And you tell them something, and they're like, okay. And they're very eager to get a lot better. So almost have to like pump the brakes and remind them this is a process, and it's not going to happen overnight.
Sada Duque Jimenez, one of the names that Holly mentioned, in NTCA All-American, along with Paige Wagner and Ashton Woods. So I want to give you a chance to kind of geek out on this team a little bit. You mentioned how last year it was kind of more of a slow burn, that the spring is when this team really kind of kicked it into gear. What excites you about this group and the feeling that there is a little bit more in the tank for them as the season turns into the spring?
Yeah, I think last year it was so much of, we just didn't know. We didn't know what NCAA competition was like. The formats were different, kind of all of that stuff. And this group is just confident in, we know what we're doing, and we know how to play lanes. We're good spear shooters. Their just confidence level and kind of everything that they do is unique from other groups that I've coached. They don't like to lose, but they're really good at staying present in what's happening right now and not getting too far ahead or like dwelling too far in the past. So I'm anxious to see what that leads us to in the spring.
I want to talk a little bit about college bowling as it compares to maybe the bowling that most people know on a granular level. It is much more of a team sport than people might realize. How do you work on building the chemistry and the trust between your players to really form that cohesive team element?
Yeah, we spend some time every day just kind of talking, like getting to know you kind of things. I think when you have an organic relationship before a team relationship, things tend to feel a little bit stronger. So we'll do some like team play, team bonding things in practice to try and strengthen that before we get out there. And then we practice as a team a lot. Most of their practice is either with the whole group or with one or two other teammates. So they're not really practicing by themselves, because in the situation we're in now, everything is team. There are individual games, but it's still a team point, and working together and learning how does she react when things are tough, and what can I say to her to help maybe calm her down, or what can I say to her to maybe spark her and excite her? Those things they're learning while we're practicing together.
I think a lot of people might be interested in the recruiting process for you. What are some of the things that you are looking for when you go out recruiting or developing your student athletes, looking not only at the physical attributes, but also at kind of the mental and the emotional side of people who would succeed in an environment like Wichita State?
Mm-hmm. I go to the National Youth Tournament every summer. And I mean, for the most part, bottom line, we're looking for just good players,
sure.
Good fundamental players. And then when I'm out watching players play, I'll watch how they talk to their parents. Usually how they talk to their parents is how they're going to talk to me. So if they're back there like screaming at their dad, it's probably a no-go for me, even if they strike a lot, because I don't really like being yelled at very much. But then I also use the girls. I feel like the team that we have right now are our best recruiters. The bowling world is pretty small, so they've bowled with these people before. So I'll kind of bring back a list of like, hey, these are the people that like maybe we want to talk to. And they'll kind of give me their impressions of like, oh, I bowled with her and she was really nice. She was really fun to be around. And part of kind of going back to before with the team chemistry part, you don't want to bring in somebody that's been mean to everybody for the last 10 years of youth bowling. So I'll lean on them a little bit, and then they'll give me some names here and there too.
I think it's interesting you brought up kind of communication as it pertains to watching someone compete and how they communicate with others. I want to talk a little bit about communication within your own team. It feels like a real strength of your program is communication about lane play, what they're seeing out there, the conditions. Is that something that you really harp on, or is it something that just kind of comes naturally? How did that element kind of come about?
I think it comes naturally because it's the foundation of our program. Mm-hmm. It has been for a long time. Part of the education piece of how do I make them better? They're not just robots, so we can make them physically better, but I also want to like expand their bowling IQ. So we'll communicate a lot about what's happening on the lanes to teach each other. There's 1,000 different ways you can do it. So sometimes they'll see something that maybe I'm not seeing, and they're like, well, I think I could try this. And I think it's got to be a collaboration between all of us to get lined up all the time.
We'll take another quick break and be back with more from Shocker Bowling head coach Holly Harris right after this.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
And welcome back once again to our Wichita State Coaches Show podcast. Denny Garrick joined for the first time by Wichita State Women's Bowling head coach Holly Harris. We're talking a little bit about the current 2025-2026 season for Wichita State, their second at the NCAA level, 29-10, entering their final tournament of the fall. They're headed down to the Colonial Lanes Classic in Harahan, Louisiana, also the host of the Conference USA Tournament Championship later in the spring. So Holly, I want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about collegiate bowling and the day in, the day out kind of stuff. What's something that maybe fans might not realize about the grind that goes into that process and what it really takes to compete at this level consistently?
Yeah, it's so much more than just throwing balls down a lane. The girls are working out, and we're doing some stuff in a classroom too where we can teach them things. We're talking about lane play, not just on the lanes, but in a classroom, like how balls hook and where they hook and the response time to when they get to friction and things like that, that people think you just throw bowling balls down a lane and get a lot of strikes. But on what we're doing, you can't just throw it one way and get a lot of strikes. You have to throw it a bunch of different ways. So we're working through, can you rotate it more? Can you rotate it less? Can you throw it harder? Can you throw it faster? Can you combination do things like that? Can you throw it slower and rotate it more? Because all of those change where the ball hooks, and because of the different lane patterns that we're bowling on, we don't want to be shut out of anything. So we try and make them pretty well-rounded. So when we go to practice, it's not just, okay, bowl scored games and strike a bunch. It's, okay, don't worry about the score, and let's just see, using some different technology that we have down there, how slow can we throw it consistently? How much can we rotate it consistently and things like that?
Chatting right now with Shocker Women's Bowling head coach Holly Harris. And Holly, you've described one of the hallmarks of your program as versatility, something you were just kind of touching on there. Can you kind of go in depth on what exactly that means and how that became one of the real pillars of this Wichita State Women's Bowling program?
Mm-hmm. Versatility just means you can change and you can do things differently. So the mechanics of bowling, we're not going to really change like their approach very much. That's going to be, there's certain pieces of that you want to have, like you want to have a straight arm swing, you want to have good balance, like that stuff we're going to work into everybody, but they're not robots. They can all get to that spot a little bit differently. The versatility piece comes in the lane play part where they can play all across the lane. They can play all the way really close to the gutter, or they can go into fourth and fifth arrow and really hook the lane a lot. Can they throw it slower? Can they throw it faster? Faster ball speed and rotation is really the most that we work on. We work a little bit on rev rate too. Can they make it hook sooner, and can they get it down the lane a little bit further? All of those pieces added up together, because what we bowl on is really hard. And it's not the same every time. So like you go to a golf course and hole one, is the same on that golf course every time. We're going back to Colonial Lanes this weekend for the third time, and we're going to bowl in a third pattern there that we haven't seen before. So the lane patterns change all the time, and we don't want to get to a spot where if we see something that's 45 feet and a bunch of oil, we're locked out and we can't play. We want to be able to play well when they're long and lots of oil, when they're short and no oil, and kind of everywhere in between. So we work a lot on the different skills to make balls hook in different places, because you need them to hook in different places based on the pattern that's out there.
Is that versatility something that was coached into you when you were competing here? Is it something you saw when you were an assistant? Is it something that you've really emphasized? Is it something that's just basically been a part of shocker bowling forever, or does it feel like it's a little bit more of a recent addition?
It's certainly not recent. It was something that I was taught when I got here. Mm-hmm. Most high school players, when they get here, they do like one, maybe two things really well. And I certainly fell into that category. But I wanted to play more, and I wasn't getting to play very much. So it was like, hey, I have to throw it different and be able to play on these other things in order to bowl more. And that's kind of where we leave it with the team. We don't want you to bowl on just one thing. We want you to be able to bowl all the time, and have our whole team able to play all the time. So when it's long, it's not just two people are going to match up. We want all 10 of us to match up, and then it's really hard to pick who's going to throw shots.
I want you to explain this to me as if I'm 5 years old, Holly. Is there a skill that is easier to add? For example, if you have a high schooler who's maybe really good at throwing the ball hard, mm-hmm. is it easier for her to subtract some velocity, or is it the opposite? Is there a skill that is more teachable rather than less when it comes to adding that versatility in?
It depends on what they come in with. Like in that situation, if they throw it hard, it's going to be easier for us to teach them how to throw it slower because they're already at like the top of a... Mm-hmm. We call them dials all the time. So they're at like the highest dial. So it's going to be easy to dial back. The opposite would be true. If they throw it really slow, it's going to be easier to teach them to throw it harder than it would be for them to throw it even slower. I don't think that there's one like versatility skill that is easier. Speed and rotation, those are kind of easy in general. Rev rate's probably the hardest. So how fast the ball is spinning as it's going down the lane. If they come in with a really low rev rate, it's pretty hard to get them to like a super high one. Like you almost just don't really do that because they have to change so much of their game in order to make that happen.
You mentioned a little bit ago how you'll be heading back to a bowling center that you're very familiar with in the Colonial Lanes down in Louisiana, but it's a completely different pattern than one you've been on previously. Can you kind of give some insight into how you guys prepare for a tournament? You do get the pattern ahead of time. You get a chance to bowl on it here at the Shocker Sports Grill and Lanes. But what is kind of the process and what goes into the preparation as it comes to tournament time?
Yeah, so the first piece is we'll look at where it's at. And we've been to Colonial Lanes before, so we've got some history there. Like, we know the gutter's nice. So we know we can, if the pattern allows it, we can play closer to the gutter. In some places, closer to the gutter is not good, and it will go in the gutter a lot. We know at Colonial that it doesn't go in the gutter a lot. And then each house will have, each bowling center has some like certain characteristics too, like where it hooks and maybe where it doesn't hook. So like at Colonial, we know the gutter hooks. We also know the track hooks a lot. So then we'll bowl on the pattern here at school. And when we're doing that, we're kind of just maybe ruling out some things, not necessarily going into it like, hey, we've bowled on it and it looked really good when we played 12 and got it to 8 and threw it hard. Like, we're trying not to do that. It looked good when we were in the track-ish. It looked good when we were pretty far right. We felt like we could throw it a little bit harder. These are maybe some of the balls that looked good. So we try to kind of narrow down, like we have 1,000 ideas. We bowl on it at school. We narrow it down to a few ideas so that when we go there and are at that practice session, we're not wasting time on these 900 ideas that were terrible at school. Occasionally, it comes back where like, we get down there, what we thought was going to happen looked like it was going to happen, but also this one thing that we thought wasn't going to look good looks really good. So as much as we get to work on things back here, we do try and go into it pretty open-minded with we're going to play what's in front of us and not necessarily just what we've seen. But you can kind of add some pieces and feel a little bit more confident with what you want to try and practice.
Really good stuff. We'll take one more break and be back with our final segment with Holly Harris right after this.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Cart has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Cart has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Cart.
At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com. At Coke, we're proud to call Wichita home and thrilled to support our hometown Shockers on and off the court. Think you have what it takes to join our winning team of more than 3,300 Wichita employees? Careers are currently available across the board to help you take your skills to new levels. Come see what the hype is all about for yourself. Visit CokeCareers.com to learn more. That's KOCHCareers.com.
Denny Garrigan, Holly Harris back with you here on our final segment of this Wichita State Coaches Show podcast, chatting right now with the leader of the Wichita State Women's Bowling Program. Holly, I want to get into the nitty-gritty of bowling a little bit here in this final segment, give you a chance to really dive into some of the deeper things that you evaluate as a head coach. I want to talk a little bit more about the bowling patterns that we were getting into at the very end of our last segment. Those vary dramatically from event to event. How do you train your athletes to read the transitions on the lanes quickly as that oil pattern starts to break down? It changes pretty dramatically from the start of an event to the end, and how you work on handling that.
Yeah, so we'll practice on one pair of lanes together to kind of break it down so we can see transition happen. And then we just stop and talk about it sometimes. We'll do that in the classroom a little bit. We'll set it up beforehand. Like, these are the things that we're looking for, which is really where the ball's hooking and then what shape it's making when it starts to hook. And so then when we're practicing together, we'll just stop and be like, whoa, hers hooked early. And we'll talk through and we'll let them try things. If they're like, I'm seeing this, I think if I threw it harder, this would happen. I kind of know that throwing it harder is not the answer in that moment. But since we don't get a chance in competition to really like let them try things, it's really important in team practice to let them try things, because as much as I can tell them, this is what I'm seeing and this is what's happening, they have to have confidence in it when they're going to go throw it. And so if they've already tried, like, okay, when I see this and I've thrown it harder, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. When I see this and I rotate it more, that seems to work. So we'll do that in small groups and in a big team setting too, so they can watch their teammates too and know that when Ashton's ball does this, I can do something like this to make it be closer. And then you just kind of like build those blocks. We talk about stacking our Lego blocks and how high of a tower we can make, because when we just throw it good, we get good information. They know what to watch for. They know to watch for where it hooks, what it looks like when it hooks, and how it goes through the pins. And if we can just keep stacking good shot after good shot, they don't all have to strike, but can I throw it good over my targets so I can bring back good information? Our towers get pretty high.
One other big variable for you as you make your way through a tournament, I have to imagine, is the ball selection. Mm-hmm. What does your process look like when you're helping players build or tweak their arsenals for different conditions?
So we try and we'll use the practice at school a little bit to decide, like, okay, this category of bowling ball really didn't look good, so we don't really need to bring it. But we also don't want to, like, pigeonhole ourselves where we're only bringing one category of bowling balls. So we get to bring six different balls. One of them is going to go straight. It's our spare ball. That one's probably the most important one that goes in the bag every time. So then we get five other ones. We want to bring one that hooks a lot, one that hooks a little bit, kind of two like middle of the road ones, and then one that goes pretty straight before it starts to hook, so that we have a ball for every spot of like transition. So once we kind of narrow down the different categories that we're trying to bring, we'll look at each athlete and what they do. Somebody that throws it slower probably doesn't need these balls that hook a whole lot. Because of their slower ball speed, they're going to make it hook on its own. So they can kind of shift their arsenal down one and maybe bring an extra one that goes a little straighter, because that's where they're going to struggle. Where the opposite would be true, if somebody throws it a little harder, they don't need the one that goes straighter. They can make it go straight with the way that they throw it. But at the end of the day, we're still bringing like a well-rounded arsenal. We're not leaving whole sections of bowling balls out. We're still bringing a wide variety, but you can shift it a little bit depending on how they throw it.
Holly, I want to ask you a little bit about the Baker format in particular. For those who have followed the best. For those who have followed shocker bowling over the last year, maybe you've seen the terms traditional and Baker. Traditional, pretty standard. It's five players, they're each bowling a complete game, you add up the scores. Baker's a little more complicated. You have five bowlers once again, but they are all combining to bowl a single game. Bowler one is 1 and 5, 2 and 6, 3 and 7, so on and so forth. How important is the selection for where those players are going in the lineup, and how much does that matter as you're evaluating your lineup?
That matters to me. We try and make it matter to not matter to them at all. That their process stays the same, whether they are the first bowler or the fifth bowler, because it really, at the end of the day, every shot does matter. You can't have like open, strike, and win a game. Like, that's just not going to happen. So every shot matters. For us on the coaching side, we are looking at, because of the way it's set up where you bowl one frame and then wait five more frames, the only person who can get a double on their own is the person in the 5 and 10th spot, because they get the whole 10th frame, so they can double on their own. So we're always looking for who we think could double, and then we're just trying to put strikes together. So if Sada's striking and Ashton's striking, we're going to try and put them probably in like the 4-5 hole, or maybe the 1 and the 5, so we catch a double in the middle of the game in like the 5th and 6th frame. But that's really just like a strategy thing for the coaches on trying to put doubles together and trying to have people in the lineup who are going to throw shots over their target and leave something they can make. We practice spares a lot, so we're really good spare shooters. So that's really not usually something that we're like trying to figure out. But for us on the coaching side, it is just who has the chance to put strikes together. And when they're easy, it's challenging to put them together, because it's like, okay, everybody's striking, so okay, scores are probably going to be high. When they're harder, that's when it's a little bit more challenging of just, she's throwing it good, she's hitting the pocket a lot, is she striking that much, does that mean she goes up or down in the lineup? So that's something we think a lot about. What we try and not, we don't want the athletes to think about it at all. We just want them to stick to their process, throw it good over your target, and let the result happen, and leave the strategy part to us.
Holly, my last question for you is about the mental game. Last year, you had this phrase, stay in our house, that seemed to really galvanize your unit. Can you tell me a little bit about how that came about and the importance of emphasizing the mental side of things in addition to all the physical components?
Yeah, so the stay in our house came about somewhere in the second semester. I don't remember exactly what tournament it was, but we were talking about not letting outside distractions get in our way. Just focus on us, because there is no defense in bowling. I guess it's only offense. Like, we only have control over us and what we're doing. And when you're in some settings, like, other teams can get really loud. They can walk out on your lane and things like that. And so for us, I was talking to the girls and I was like, hey, we just really got to stay in our dome, stay in our space. Like, don't let anyone leave our space.
It started as a dome,
I think. And then someone said house, and then we just ran with it, and it was stay in our house. And then it was stay in the house and don't let anybody out. Lock the doors, lock the windows. Like, we are stuck in this thing together, which was just to keep us all together and not let anyone leave. So nobody gets to get really mad or really sad and, like, exit the team. Like, we were one unit. the whole time. And so the house really gave them a something tangible, I guess, to think about when it was like, okay, I'm with my teammates and everybody's got me in here. I'm not alone. And then they just kind of built this, they ran with it. And there was a pool there. There was some ping pong tables. We had a guard dog. And it was just, then it became just something that we could talk about kind of when things were getting tough, like what's going on in the house. And it distracted them from like these big moments that we were in where it was like, okay, that moment doesn't matter because we're just partying in our house. Mm. And like, who's doing what? Who's in the pool? Who's playing ping pong? Who's watching TV? Who's protecting the dog? Like, and it just really brought them into, at the end of the day, it made them present. And it didn't let them think about what had happened, whether that was good or bad, and maybe what was going to happen with we're going into game 7 and we need to win this one in order to stay in the tournament, which happened to us a few times at conference. And they just did a really good job of keeping their feet on the ground and staying in our house, which was fun.
Well, Holly, that is all I have for you. This has been awesome. Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing a little bit about your program with us.
Yeah, thank you.
We appreciate you all listening to this edition of the Wichita State Coaches Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.